Om Shanti. We just heard a very beautiful song. Baba, you give us so much sustenance. How can I give return of this, of what you give to us? So in what way can we give return to Baba? By following Baba's directions, by obeying Baba, by being loyal to Baba, just one Baba and none other. In this way we can give the return of the sustenance we get from Baba. Sustenance is of two types. One is, we say, the necessities of life, like parents give sustenance to their children. Food, shelter, clothing, you know, so many things are needed for sustenance. But the other type of sustenance is the spiritual sustenance, which Laukik parents don't teach that much. What to think, even that is a form of sustenance. What thoughts to create in the mind. But Baba teaches us that too. What are negative thoughts, what are positive thoughts, what thoughts we should create so that we can get connected to Baba. What thoughts we should create to serve other souls. What thoughts should we create in order to glorify Baba. So that also Baba teaches us. So physical as well as mental and spiritual. All three types of sustenance Baba gives to us. And therefore, what is our duty now? To thank Baba at every step. How many times do you thank Baba during the day for all that Baba is doing for us? Ask yourself. At every step, we thank Baba for Baba's great help to us at every step. Sometimes children say that when we came into Gyan, at that time we got so much help from Baba. But now we don't get that much help. Then what is the reason for that? The reason for that is we take it for granted that Baba will help me, Baba will help me. But Baba says, of course I give you help, but then the first step should be yours. The courage should come from you. You keep the courage, then only I give you the help. You come one step forward towards Baba, then Baba comes 100 steps, 1,000 steps towards you. But the first step of courage should be from our side. But when we are small children, just newly in Gyan, we feel, oh, Baba is giving so much help. But then later on we don't feel the help because we stop keeping the courage also. Baba will help. But Baba does give help in different forms. We have to understand it. So in Madhuban too, you get a lot of sustenance. Every type of sustenance. Dadiji used to ask all the double foreigners, what special dish you like? You like gulab jamun, you like ice cream, you like this, you like that. And then they would say, yes, Daddy, and Daddy would get that prepared. So that is also wonderful sustenance from Baba and Baba's home. And the other form of sustenance is everyone who comes to Baba, comes to Madhuban, gets a gift from Baba's home. Everyone. Even little children get a gift from Baba's home. I remember when I came to Madhuban for the first time, I was hardly 12, 13 years old. And Baba gave me a gift. Even Mama gave me a gift. Baba gave me a shawl, a small shawl. I was just 12, 13 years old. And Mama also gave a shawl, not a shawl, but a little purse. It was during those days that made of pearls, you know, little small pearls. That purse Mama gave me. And she told me, Mama told me, that in this purse you keep jewels of knowledge. So how Mama would also sustain us in this way. And Baba would sustain us too. So in this way, up to today, up to now, anyone who comes to Madhuban gets a gift. Once someone told Dadiji, Dadiji, we should stop giving gifts now. This exchange of gifts should not be now used. But Dadi said, no, this is a gesture of love. And the gesture of love is expressed through giving a gift, even if it's a small gift. And when Dadi used to give gifts, she would say, don't give it to anyone. This is only for you. You have to use it. It's not for anyone else. So we usually, you know, we get gift and then we give it away to someone. But then the gift you get from Madhuban, you must not give it to anyone. It is on your name, given to you by Baba, and you have to use it. So now too, you will get gift from Baba's home. And that gift you should use, not give it to anyone. Or even if it is for someone, keep that in mind. Doesn't matter, but it should be used in a worthwhile way. Sometimes we keep it as a souvenir. You know, the gift which Baba gave me, a shawl, that was over 50 years ago, 50, 60 years ago. But then I still have preserved that shawl. It has become like torn also, you know, it's all no more new. But then it's Baba who has given to me. Of course, that pearl purse, I don't know where it is, but then that shawl, I did preserve it. Because it's given by Baba, so it's very precious. But Baba says, use it. So you will get different gifts here, and those gifts are meant for using them. And I'm sure you will treasure them, treasure it, and of course make proper use of it. So you're welcome to Madhuban, and day after tomorrow you will meet Bab Dada. Of course it will be a transmission, and but we will all feel as if we are in front of Bab Dada. I don't know how many of you will be experiencing, first timers will experience, but those who have come several times may have this experience. But of course all of you will go down to Shantivan, where over 15,000 brothers and sisters have come from mainly Punjab, northern India, and also Mumbai. So about 15,000 are there. But you will enjoy this beautiful gathering in Diamond Hall in Shantivan. So today will be a gift ceremony. Okay, thank you. Om Shanti. And now Sister Prabha, she will say a few words. You need translation.
Those who want a English translation can sit with the headphones, where the headphones are there. Rajesh Bhai is translating. And we will listen from Prabha Didi. Prabha Didi is the director of Gyan Sarovar after Nirmala Didi has left us. So now we will listen to Prabha Didi.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. आप सभी प्यारे शिव बाबा की और साथ साथ हमारे ब्रह्मा बाबा की आप सभी संकल्प की रचना बाबा के सम्मुख बाबा के घर में विशेष बाबा मिलन के लिए पधारे हैं और बाबा तो हम सभी आत्माओं का पिता है और हम सब आत्माएं 5000 वर्ष से
since 5000 years we have separated from Shiv Baba since 5000 years and now Shiv Baba has at confluence age made us belong to him
हम सभी आत्माओं को
and Baba has come to make us elevated pure to make us elevated and pure. This is the intention of Baba's coming. Baba specially comes in Bharat, in India. Baba always used to remember the world while coming in India or Bharat. He was thinking of the world because he is called the father of all the souls. So he was remembering all the people in the world. So those who when Bharatvasis used to come in front of Bharat, he was called Bharat's father. But as we foreigners have come Baba's house, so now Baba has become father of all the souls because we all have come. He was father of the world, but in practical, he was only coming in Bharat. He was father of only Bharatvasis. And you all remembered Baba with lot of your love and your heart and your thoughts. So all the souls that have gone to different cultures we have gone there, all the variety we have become. Baba made us unite. And just 2 days ago Baba said that you all are foreigners' children of the foreigner, because everybody belongs to Paramdham. We all come from Paramdham, so we all are foreigners actually. But we all are double foreigners because we are living outside Bharat. So we are double fathers. Actually our home is Bharat only. We all children of father. Baba has remembered us very specially. Baba has remembered us and Baba has selected us and Baba has picked us, hand-picked us. Baba has selected from different countries, in different corners we were lying, but Baba selected us. Baba belonged to us, Baba made us belong to himself. Baba selected each flower and made a flower, a garland around her neck. Each and every bead he selected and made a garland of around his neck. So you all have come to especially to Baba's house. So Baba's, we call it gift. We give. Why is Baba give us gifts? Because I remember when we met Baba in Sakar, Brahma Baba, Baba used to every time used to give us shawl as a gift and give us and made us wear this shawl. When you remember and wear this shawl, you will remember Baba. The one who's just like when someone gives you the gift, you will always remember the one who gave you that gift. So this shawl also, Baba gave us this shawl. So we'll automatically remember Baba whenever we look at the shawl. So whenever we extend any gift to somebody, so we always remember Baba. Baba, from Baba's home we received this gift. And this gift you keep very close to your heart and always be merged in Baba's. Always be merged in Baba's when you look at the gift. If you take shawl and you wear the shawl, who will you remember? What you'll remember? You'll remember Baba's home. You'll remember Madhuban. That from Baba's home and Baba's remembrance that we received this gift from even Manmohini Didi. She used to make everyone remember that this is belonging, this gift is from Baba's home. So Baba gave us this gift. So when we use this Baba's gift, then we will remember Shri Baba. So you'll get a gift from Baba's gift. Baba has given us this gift. And with that gift, we automatically remember Baba himself and his home. Om Shanti.
Listen to Rajini Didi now.
I spoke yesterday.
It's okay.
2 minutes. Yeah, just to share that when I came first time to Madhuban and Didi Manmohini used to sit, you know, we did not have a chairs to sit. And Didi used to sit on her bed and we used to sit on the floor. And Didi used to give us drishti and then give us gift with so much of Baba's remembrance. I remember those days when in the beginning, when I was very young, 14 years, 15 years old, so used to come and get Baba's gift. And that gift is just a token, but the feelings of love that touched the heart so much. So today you also allow yourself receiving this gift from Baba, experiencing Baba's love. Om Shanti.